Welcome to the podfic of Just to Kiss Me, written by ADH Duck, and Our Flag Means Death fanfiction, read by Little Fingies. This fic is rated mature, no archive warnings apply, and the relationship is Blackbeard Edward Teach and Steed Bonnet. Summary from the author: Ed is learning how to be cared for, which apparently involves Steed helping him shave and also saying what he wants, and what he doesn't. Or, Ace Ed is about to be so, so fucking loved. For the full tags, you'll want to go to the archive or look in beyond this track, but I will read you some selected tags, as well as a couple of content warnings from the author. Selected tags, we have asexual Blackbeard Edward Teach, Steed shaves Ed and it's very tender, emotional hurt comfort, author is asexual. Basically, I wanted Ace Ed to be cared for and loved so fucking tenderly, and to have more fics with sex-favorable characters, but not sex scenes, because there aren't many. Some content warnings from the author: non-graphic injury, internalized ace phobia and discussion of that ace phobia, non-explicit discussion of sex, implied off-screen masturbation. A narrator's note: this podfic is a gift for Zuckerbaby1, who won my podfic giveaway on Blue Sky and nominated this story. They are such a creative, supportive, and outspoken force in this fandom, and we are so lucky to have them in this community. Also, I just think they're neat. And now here is Just to Kiss Me. The hardest part should have been when Steed came back. Him, worn and freckled and beautiful, chin marred by stubble but smile just as blinding, and Ed, worn and marred and very little else. Had it been any other day, Ed might have tried to run Steed through, or thrown him overboard like Lucius, or maybe laid his sword in Steed's hands and asked him to stop being a coward and finish the big job so Ed wouldn't have to. Instead, Steed found Ed bleeding out. A British soldier had caught him a little too high on the left, the bullet worming its way under his ribs without even the courtesy of ripping through the other side. And though it hurt like hell even with his pre-raid bottle and a half of rum, Ed had found himself a little comforted by the familiarity of it. And then Steed stumbled to his side, worn and freckled and beautiful, and there, his very presence tugging at the other thing wormed behind Ed's ribs, that open wound he hadn't managed to rip free. That lovely, stubborn man pulled Ed into his arms, all sorts of nonsense coming from his mouth. Oh, that fucking mouth, the one Ed had touched with his own, the one that was soft and tentative and promised Ed all sorts of things he was never going to follow through with. And in the face of it, all Ed could do, stupid, weak, desperate, dying, was grab Steed's arm and say, "You stole my idea." "What?" Steed asked, glassy-eyed and bewildered. How often had Ed wanted to see this man cry? He hated it. He wanted to see it for the rest of his life. "The tiger," Ed managed, forcing himself not to close his eyes. Maybe he would see it for the rest of his life. "I distinctly remember telling you I wanted to go out getting eaten by a tiger." Something like a smile bloomed across Steed's face, and a little less like a laugh from his throat. "Just a jungle cat, actually," he said. And then, "Ed!" But Ed was already fading away. Maybe had been since the beach. Anyway, that day, and the tense days to follow, where Ed was wounded and raw in more ways than one, and Steed wouldn't stop fucking apologizing, as if that was what Ed wanted, as if Ed even knew. That should have been the hardest part. This tentative after, with all the things Ed had missed and the things he had wanted, should have been easy. And sometimes it was. Like when Steed sat behind him on the bed and brushed out his hair, slow and careful, or when Ed got the courage to kiss him in the crow's nest, and Steed fisted his hand in Ed's shirt, even as his mouth remained chaste and shy. Sometimes it was just like what Ed had been hoping for in that dreamlike space between their first kiss and getting to the dock. Other times, it was hard. Really, really fucking hard, which Ed had expected, though it wasn't screaming or threats or attempted assassinations, which he definitely hadn't expected. There was a little bit of screaming, yeah, mostly about the crew and Lucius, which was more than deserved, but also a little bit about the state of the jam room or how they could only hope mermaids existed to appreciate all those first editions Ed had tossed. But the majority of it was just talking, being vulnerable and shit. And somehow, despite revealing his deepest fears and desires to Steed within an hour of properly meeting him, Ed was still so fucking terrified every time he opened his mouth to say something real. Case in point, he had been scratching at his growing beard, and Steed had asked if he needed any salves or creams, to which Ed had responded those probably wouldn't help, since the problem was that he hadn't taken care of the damn thing, and now it was getting nonsense, like ingrown hairs. Which made Steed look at him like when he'd found his red robe shoved under the mattress. And now Ed was just sitting here, watching Steed's hand twitch at his side as if meaning to reach out, terrified. Fucking mental. "Do," Steed started, uncertain. "Would it help to shave it then? Get a clean start?" Ed opened his mouth, then closed it, and Steed rushed to fill the opening. I know it may be a bit of a touchy subject. I didn't mean to pry." No, it's fine, mate," Ed cut in, not wanting another spiral of apologies. He scratched at the worst spot, below his chin. "It's probably a good idea, honestly, but I don't really remember how to do it right." Steed frowned. "What about at the barracks? You seem to get a smooth shave there." "Oh, I didn't do that. Was some guard guy, with a couple more watching in case I did something. Smarter of them than I expected, honestly, considering how shit their security ended up being." They both winced a little at that mention, but there was something else in Steed's eyes, too. Anger, maybe, or jealousy, or longing. Ed's heart rolled over at the idea of Steed longing for him, which was a bit pathetic considering Steed had rowed himself halfway across the Caribbean just to find him. But by this point, Ed had accepted how wildly pathetic he was for Steed Bonnet. "Well," Steed said, careful as anything, "then perhaps I could help? Or guide you through, if you'd rather." Had they lit too many candles in here? Ed was suddenly feeling awfully warm. You could do that. If you wanted, I guess. Instantly, Steed's face brightened, which was as much a coconut to the gut as it always was. "Oh, lovely. I'll get my things then." As Steed disappeared into the bathroom, Ed awkwardly looked around for where he should sit for this, trying to think of what the most comfortable angle would be for Steed, before giving up and settling back against the nousetee. After a moment, he scrambled to get one of Steed's fancy little footstools, too, in case that was helpful somehow. Christ, he was nervous. He thought he would be free of nervousness forever once he became the dreaded Blackbeard, scourge of the seas. But Steed had a knack for bringing out things in Ed he hadn't known since he was young. Nervous. Excited. Fuck. Happy. Steed reappeared with an armful of things, including a blade with a teal, flowery handle that he was definitely not holding safely, and set it on the settee next to Ed. He applied the shaving lather gently, little circles along Ed's cheeks and the underside of his jaw, and just above his upper lip. It was nearly too much for Ed already, hands gripping at the couch to stop himself from curling into Steed's touch or pulling him closer. Maybe, after everything, this would be what killed him. "No, not a bad way to go, honestly. Better than he deserved. Ready? Steed asked, and Ed nodded, like a liar. The first stroke of the razor was clean and smooth, gliding over the edge of his jaw like a ship through open water. Ed was familiar with the feel of metal against skin, that cold, threatening bite of pressure, but Steed's warm fingers made the sensation feel new. No one had ever held a blade to Ed with such reverence, such tender intent. The thought made him want to cry. He closed his eyes instead. Steed gently tilted Ed's head more to the left for a better angle and did another stroke, following the line of his ear down to his jaw, then another in the hollow of his cheek, pausing to clean off the excess and then repeating the process slowly across Ed's face. It had the same sort of soothing repetition as gentle waves, up and down, back and forth. Though the rocking of the boat rarely made Ed feel as though he were being carefully flayed alive. "Doing all right?" Steed asked at another pause. Ed risked opening his eyes to find Steed's expression warm and just a little concerned. His thumb caressed over a clean patch of Ed's jaw, back and forth. "Yeah, man," Ed replied, a bit choked with it. "Yeah, I'm all good." "Good," Steed repeated, and leaned in to kiss Ed's forehead, lingering, which was... It wasn't the first time, but there was a reverence to it that made Ed feel undone, and he couldn't help but grab for the waist of Steed's shirt, just for something to hold on to ground him. "I love you so much," he thought, "and who let you be this fucking nice to me?" And... "I better like having a beard again, because I don't think I could do this again for at least another decade." The rest of the shaving passed in a sort of dreamlike daze, with the razor making pass after gentle pass. Who the fuck knew a blade could be gentle? And Ed still clutching at Steed's shirt, probably wrinkling it, pulling it out of shape, but Steed didn't seem to mind. Then, finally... Steed wiped away the last of the soap, and Ed resurfaced, warm and heavy like a belly full of liquor. Steed cradled his face in his hands. Oh, his hands felt nice with nothing between them and Ed's skin, and said, "There you are. Hello, Ed." There were only two possible responses Ed could have to that, and he wasn't ready to cry, so he pulled Steed in and kissed him. A second after their lips touched, Ed considered that he didn't actually know if they were at the point where they could just kiss without talking about it, but he didn't have time to panic before Steed sighed into his mouth and kissed him back. Steed's lips were cool and wet, sliding against Ed's with a little more daring than he'd shown previously, and Ed followed this lead eagerly, pulling Steed's lip into his mouth just long enough to taste. He was rewarded with one of Steed's hands sliding back to tangle in his hair, scratching lightly against the scalp, and Ed hummed at the sensation, which made Steed smile against his mouth. "Like a big cat," he murmured, scratching some more and laughing when Ed leaned only half-jokingly into the touch. "Not my fault it feels fucking good, mate," Ed protested, putting a hand on Steed's shoulder to lure him back into kissing. He ran his tongue along Steed's upper lip and felt him shudder on a moan. Taking the invitation, Ed clutched at his shirt and licked into his mouth, across the back of his teeth, shivering when their tongues met. Ed had almost forgotten that Steed, for all his inexperience, was good at this. He copied what Ed did dutifully and then did it better, always looking for a way to make Ed feel good. Just the feel of their noses brushing as Steed tilted his head the other way made Ed feel a little weak in the knees. He was such a fucking gentleman about it, even with his tongue in Ed's mouth, making every touch feel coveted and special. Soon, the angle of Steed hovering over Ed got awkward, but instead of moving to sit side by side or draw Ed to his feet, Steed tapped on Ed's shoulder a little nervously and said, Could I sit on your lap? Ed blinked. Fuck, yeah, of course. Smiling, Steed positioned himself with his knees on either side of Ed's hips, settling on his thighs. Instinctively, Ed's hands went for Steed's waist, that tantalizingly touchable bit of soft skin, and he leaned back like he had for the shave, ready for Steed to undo him. Steed trailed his hand down Ed's bare jaw, down his throat, to his chest. I love you. Damn, that had Ed halfway undone already, even though it was far from the first time Steed had said it. I love you too, he replied, and Steed closed the distance with a smile. They kissed for a while longer, languid and slow. Steed cradled Ed's face, and Ed clutched at his wrist, using the other hand to trace along his spine through the stupid soft shirt, enjoying that he could feel every shift and shiver. Then he felt something new as Steed crowded closer. Two somethings, actually. His and Steed's. And Ed remembered that thing he'd been meaning to tell Steed, that thing he'd pushed aside every time he almost brought it up, because it wasn't applicable yet, and definitely not because he was scared shitless about what Steed would say. But he didn't want to lie to Steed, even through omission, and terrifying as it was, he did want to tell him. Steed was his best fucking friend, and the love of his life to boot. Of course he did. So Ed pulled away slowly, enjoying the moment of Steed reaching instinctively to close the gap again, before his eyes opened, just as awed and dazed as the first time. Hey, Ed said, fond and maybe a tiny bit nervous. Steed sat up straighter immediately, frowning. Damn this man and his ability to tell Ed's moods better than Ed could read the clouds. What is it? Nothing, Ed rushed to say, then clarified. I mean, nothing wrong. I just wanted to tell you something. Seemed important. Okay, should I move? Nah, you're fine. I like you here. This was true. The weight of Steed on top of him was warm and reassuring and gave him perfect access to bury his face in Steed's chest if needed. All right, then what did you want to tell me, darling? Ed took a deep breath, steadying himself with a hand at Steed's hip. We haven't really talked about sex yet, and I know Jack probably said some shit, so I wanted to just, clear some things up. Oh, that's all? I'm past all that Jack nonsense, I promise. Your past is your business, and just because he felt what you did was a dalliance doesn't mean I think you feel the same about me. What? Ed asked, distracted by the knowledge that Jack had, in fact, said some shit before he refocused. No, it's not that. But I'm happy you feel that way, at least. It's just... He swallowed. Fuck, why was this so fucking hard? You know I've had sex, obviously. Steed nodded, brows furrowed, but he didn't seem to be annoyed, just curious, so Ed pushed on. Well, it's not the same for me as it is for other people. Christ, he sounded like he was going to say he had a weird dick or was into tentacles or something. Focus, Teach. How I feel about it, I mean, like it's fun sometimes and scratches the itch, but I never really felt that, I don't know, that hunger that my crewmates had. I didn't crave it like they did. He huffs a laugh. I know, it sounds stupid. No, of course not, Steed said. I felt that way for a long time, but I think that's because I didn't realize I liked men, and I thought what I had with Mary was all there was. It seems like that's not the case for you. Ed shook his head. I know I like men, and I like kissing and touching plenty, but when it comes to fucking, I just... It's not bad. It feels nice as hell if you do it right, but I don't always want it, and I think I might not even want it all the time with you, which is mental, because I love you so much it's actually painful sometimes, and... He trailed off at the sensation of Steed brushing a hand through his hair, tucking it behind his ear. There was something very serious and soft in his eyes, something Ed felt he might drown in. "What are you feeling like right now?" Ed knew Steed had felt Ed's half-heartedness while they kissed, but this didn't feel like a trick question, the way it sometimes did with Jack. "I feel... I don't know, man, I just want to kiss you a lot." Steed smiled, tender and pleased, and something rolled over in Ed's heart. "That sounds quite all right with me." He leaned in, pressing his lips so fucking tenderly to Ed's, and Ed made an unintentional pleading noise as he leaned into the touch. By the time he'd gotten a taste of Steed's upper lip, however, the man had already slid his mouth to Ed's cheek, leaving a wet, smacking kiss there. Then he kissed the bridge of Ed's nose, his forehead, the crease by his eyes, his temple, his fucking ear, all over Ed's face, insistent and smiling and goddamn holy. "Not what I meant when I said I wanted lots of kissing," Ed grumbled. Though the fact that he was practically purring under the attention, hands clenched on Steed's shoulders to keep him close, probably suggested otherwise. Steed hummed affectionately against Ed's chin, ignoring him, and dragged his nose across Ed's cheek to get access to his jaw, and oh fucking god. Ed was vaguely aware of some loud, extremely undignified noise punching out of him, but he didn't care even a little, at least until Steed pulled away, at which point Ed made an equally undignified but slightly more petulant noise at the loss of contact. "Ed?" Steed asked, clearly worried. "Was that okay?" It took a few seconds for Ed to remember he could open his eyes, and another few to remember how words worked. Fuck, if this was how he was after one kiss? No, yeah, totally okay," he reassured, voice coming out way more overeager than he intended. He forced himself to take a breath and continued, calmer. "Just surprised is all. I haven't made out without a beard since, fuck, maybe my teenage years? Early 20s? Forgot how it feels there." "Oh," Steed said in understanding. Then, as his face began to light up, "Oh!" He trailed a fingertip delicately across Ed's jaw, which made Ed want to die just a little. "So, this feels good?" Fucking hell, the things this man said. "Yeah." "Perfect." Then Steed dipped back down, his finger dragging down Ed's throat as his mouth took its place. And holy fucking mother of God, his mouth was so warm and wet, and every brush of it against Ed's delicate skin made him feel like a lit fuse, stopped from sparking only by the cooling pressure of Steed's tongue. Steed planted open, mouthing kisses along the line of Ed's jaw until he reached the hollow beneath his ear, and then he took the skin between his lips and sucked, with a press of tongue and just the barest hint of teeth, and Ed couldn't stop himself from fisting his hands in Steed's shirt to drag him closer. "Fucking hell, Steed," he groaned, petting down Steed's sides with the tiny bit of sanity he had left, as Steed pulled back and kissed what was likely a new bruise. "Fucking hell." "Mmm," Steed said, which meant nothing, and thus shouldn't have been able to make Ed melt like sun-warmed butter into the cushions. But in his defense, Steed was tilting Ed's chin up with a finger to suck another hickey into the vulnerable place above his throat, and he was making these little noises, like he couldn't get enough, like Ed tasted like fucking marmalade or something. The next few minutes, hours, weeks, were spent with Steed adorning every inch of Ed's cheeks and jaw and throat with kisses. By the time Steed pulled back, Ed was shaking with it, incapable of anything except telling Steed, "good," and "there," and "more." And Steed's lips were swollen and red as he darted his tongue out to wet them, which, fuck. "Come here," Ed pleaded, pawing at his shoulders, and Steed met his mouth with a high little grunt. He was still tracing his fingers across Ed's neck, pausing to stroke back and forth in places they both knew bore blossoms of red and purple, and Ed curled Steed's hair between his fingers, wanting him closer, closer. Their clothed cocks pressed together when Steed inched forward, a gentle sort of pressure that didn't seem to be headed anywhere, just another way to be close. Still, Steed was lovely enough to ask, "Is this okay?" Breathy but sincere, and Ed nodded quickly. "Yeah, it's nice," he murmured back, and felt Steed's smile against his mouth. "It is, isn't it?" He settled his hips more comfortably against Ed's, indulging for a moment in the niceness, before bringing their mouths back together with a delicate finger on Ed's chin. Except, it wasn't just nice, Ed thought, as Steed hummed against him, fingers weaving carefully into his hair to avoid catching on a tangle. It was something so much bigger than fucking nice. It was slow and pulling and tender, reverent in a way he had never understood before, back when he was asked to worship something he didn't love or know. It was like if drowning could save you. Like Ed had gasped underwater and realized this was what he was meant to breathe all along. "You're a good fucking kisser," Ed said aloud, which was maybe the worst way he could have put his thoughts into words, apart from, "I think I'm drowning." Steed made a happy little noise at that, so maybe not the worst thing he could have said after all, and brushed their noses together affectionately. "Oh, good. I was really hoping you were enjoying yourself. You're so... well, it's clear you've done this before." Not like this, Ed thought, but he knew what Steed meant. "Yeah, it's really... you're so good at this, and just good to me, in general." "Well," Steed said, voice shaky. He bumped their foreheads together, clearly trying to pull a thought together. "Ed, that's..." Ed swallowed the rest of that sentence with his mouth, relishing that pleased little oomph as Steed fumbled to kiss him back. There was a little more force in his movements now, maybe a little desperation, and Ed welcomed it, shivering when Steed nipped at his lower lip. He sucked Steed's lip into his mouth in return, and Steed made a noise that would have had Ed ripping off his clothes in an instant if he were in the mood. He licked into Ed's mouth with fervor, thumb pressed against his chin as if to draw him further open, whining when their tongues met. "Ed," Steed gasped when he drew back for breath. I think... "What is it?" Ed asked, forcing himself to form words even with Steed's hand curled against his jaw. "Anything, Steed. Tell me." Steed dropped his head against Ed's shoulder, hand curling delicately against his nape, breath heavy. "I think I need, or rather, I think my body wants. I mean, I'm feeling..." "You need to get off," Ed finished, his stomach dropping despite himself. "Yes, that," Steed said, a little shy. Is there a protocol for this?" Ed couldn't help but laugh a little at that. "I'm not sure there's a protocol for most of the shit you and I go through, but I could..." He faltered. He could do a lot of things. He could take care of Steed himself, or let Steed use him, or be the inactive party urging him on. He was Blackbeard. He could do fucking anything. But what he wanted? "I don't know that I'm up for being involved tonight," Ed said at last. He bit the inside of his lip, trying not to brace himself too obviously for Steed's response. But Steed just lifted his head and smiled like Ed had said something lovely. "All right, I'll just go pop over to the bathroom then, if you don't mind." Ed frowned. "What? I'm not going to kick you out, mate. You're the one who needs a cozy spot. I can just duck out for a while." "Absolutely not. You look far too comfy for that. And besides," he added with a little wink, "I doubt I'll be all that long." Still, Ed hesitated, guilt like an anchor hitch in his chest. "He's doing so much for you," some deep, wriggling voice told him. "Are you sure? I don't mind, I swear. Whatever you want." "Ed," Steed said, hand coming to his cheek. What I want is to go into the bathroom, take care of myself, and then come back to cuddle with you in our bed. Does that sound okay to you? Pinned by the unwavering love in Steed's eyes, Ed nodded. Then there's nothing to worry about, is there? He kissed Ed once more, chaste and lingering, and Ed squeezed him in a half hug of thanks before Steed drew away, promising to be back soon. Once the door shut behind Steed, Ed pressed his face into his hands and had a little bit of a cry. Not one of those deep, aching ones he'd had after the academy, where he was too raw to properly purge himself of all the emotions he was feeling. Just a cry about being cared for, and how fucking mental it was, that he could be loved this much, that he was loved this much. It left him a bit lighter, but also much more tired than he'd been a few minutes ago, and he was grateful Steed had suggested moving to the bed. He undressed and slipped under the covers, sprawled across the middle with his face buried into Steed's pillow. The smell was all muddled from how often he did this, just as much him there as Steed, but he didn't mind. He liked how intertwined they were, every piece of them touched by the other, not mine, but ours. He was half asleep when Steed returned, weakly pulling himself back to consciousness when he felt a warm hand brushing back his hair, a warm voice murmuring something soft. "Mm?" he asked, muddled, rolling his head to the side to get a better look. Steed was kneeling by the side of the bed, naked but clearly cleaned up, one hand carefully twined into Ed's hair. He looked incredibly content. "Mind if I join you?" Ed shuffled over just enough to fit Steed's body, then crawled halfway on top of him once he was settled, breathing in his unmuddied scent. "Get off?" he asked, nosing into the warmth of Steed's neck. "Assuming you're not asking me to get off the bed after attaching to me like a limpet," Steed said. "Yes, I did. All taken care of down there." "Good." Ed was almost sleepy enough to leave it there, but there was still that knotted kernel inside of him, the one that insisted he make things right somehow. "I'm sure I'll want to be involved sometimes. Most of the time, maybe." "That sounds nice," Steed hummed. He scratched absently at Ed's scalp with one hand, while the other anchored him against his chest. "But please, don't ever feel obligated. I just want what you want." It was sweet of him to say, and Ed could tell Steed was being genuine, but the words tugged at him. "I mean," he said slowly, shifting so he could be heard, "you do want more than me, though." "I want you to be happy," Steed countered, which was a little bit of a dick move. "And I want that much more than I want to have sex with you." He shrugged, shifting Ed against him. "Besides, when our desires don't align, I am clearly happy to take care of myself." "I don't want you to have to, though," Ed thought. "I want you to have everything you want the moment you want it. I want to be the one to give you that." "I want to make you happy," he said instead. His voice broke at the end, giving him away, splaying him open. "You do," Steed whispered. "Every single day, you make me happy, no matter what." Fuck, the tears were coming back again. Ed twisted, trying to hide them in the pillow instead of against Steed's shoulder, but Steed held him tight. "I want," he started, but no, that wasn't right. "I wish I wanted what you do, that I could make you the happiest you could possibly be, just bursting with it." Steed made a disbelieving noise. "What do you think being in love with you means? That's how I am all the time, Ed, just by being around you." He squeezed Ed a little tighter. "Hell, sometimes I think I'll burst, just knowing you're on the same ship as me." Ed finally lifted his head to look Steed in the eye, and he really looked like he meant it, like he didn't care what Ed gave him. "I," he began, but his voice got caught on all the things he wanted to say, all the things he'd been pushing down for so long. "Me too," but I don't want you to feel like, fuck, I don't know, like you're giving more than me, like I'm withholding something from you. Steed cradled Ed's face in his hands, thumbs on his cheekbones, and fingertips curled against his neck. I don't feel that way. I promise you, Ed, I don't. Ed closed his eyes, overwhelmed at the fierceness in Steed's voice when saying something so gentle. What you give me is enough. I'm not waiting around wishing you could give me everything, Ed. I don't want that from you. Ed curled into Steed's touch, warm and solid, the only safe harbor he knew. I would, if I could, he whispered, still feeling like Steed had to know. I know, Steed said. Me too. He paused a moment, then asked gently, look at me? That was a request Ed didn't even want to say no to. He traced over Steed's nose, the wrinkles in his forehead, the curve of his mouth, those gentle fucking eyes. You are enough, Steed said, and he meant it. Ed knew he meant it. He could tell by the way his mouth formed the words, the surety in every inch of his body. Steed Bonnet thought Edward Teach was enough. Fuck, Ed croaked. You fucking dick, why would you say that? Steed's mouth twisted into a smile. Because it's true. And wasn't that a fucking thought? That Ed didn't have to be everything, didn't have to be the biggest and the best, didn't have to prove himself at every turn. That he could just be enough. Enough for Steed, at least, who was the only other person he needed to be enough for, in the end. Ed turned to kiss the palm of Steed's hand, still holding his gaze. He wanted Steed to know he meant this. I believe you. Oh, Ed, Steed murmured, and suddenly Ed wasn't the only teary bastard in the room anymore. He kissed Ed fiercely, gently, and then wrapped him in a hug, every part of them intertwined, every piece of them touched and held by the other. I love you, Ed said against Steed's shoulder. So fucking much. I think it'll kill me one day how much I love you. Me too, Steed said, though I'd rather avoid the dying part. Ed snorted. Yeah, the once was probably enough. He smiled at the little giggle that coaxed out of Steed, kissed above his collarbone and the hollow of his throat. You're enough too, he murmured. I hope you know that. You've always been enough to me. Steed made a warbly little sound against his hair. Thank you, Ed. I believe you. Good. He snuggled a little closer and murmured, I'm fucking sleepy, man. Steed snorted fondly. Big feelings really wear you out, huh? Mm-hmm. That's why they're so big, for energy-seeping purposes. Well then, I'll just have to make sure you get some very good rest to make up for it, Steed said, a smile in his voice. Keep you nice and warm and all that. Yeah, think that's the only thing that'll work, Ed agreed. Gotta keep me real comfy. Steed's hand trailed up and down Ed's back, just enough pressure to be soothing instead of ticklish. I think I can do that. Ed drifted off with Steed's breath on his hair and his heartbeat against his cheek, steady and constant, and it was enough. The end. This has been Just to Kiss Me by ADH Duck, narrated by Little Fingies. Please return to AO3 to leave comments and kudos on the written work, and if you enjoyed the podfic, I would love to hear about it. On to the next.